The Lutheran Hour, bringing Christ to the nations. Faithful mothers pray for their children. Today, Pastor Gregory Seltz tells how our faithful Savior does the same and more for us.
One of Jesus' greatest desires is that you and I humbly and patiently get along with each other, not compromising truth, not pretending to get along, but walking together in the love of Christ our Savior, that love graciously received and graciously given away. You know, this is important stuff. But Jesus also prayed for something that a faithful mother would love when he said, "Be careful."
Stay with us for Pastor Seltz's message. Now here's our speaker, Pastor Gregory Seltz.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you in the name of Jesus, whose love for you makes all other loves possible in this world. Amen. A blessed Mother's Day to all of you hearing my voice today, and to commemorate this special day, I thought that I would begin with a quiz. Ready? Can you finish these sentences? If all of your friends jumped off a cliff, would you jump too? Or, keep doing that and your face is going to freeze that way. Or, just wait until your father gets home. Now, I grew up with four brothers, so Mom had to be loving and tough. We never wanted to get her too mad, but there were times that she had to show that she meant business. Can you remember your mom saying, "Because I said so, that's why," or "I don't care who started it, but I'll finish it"? Faithful moms know what to say, what to do for us when they needed to, right? And more amazing is that even when faithful moms are doing something for themselves, they still seem to be concerned about those they love. I remember hearing of a mom leaving the kids with Dad as she went off on a 10-day trip with her friends. Oh, the potential danger in those 10 days, right? So when she left, she had three things to say to her two children. First, she said, "Get along with each other." Second, she told them, "Be careful while I'm gone." And finally, she said, "Remember that I love you." Get along with each other. Be careful. I love you. Words to take to heart. Why? Because faithful motherly love, fatherly love, always reflects a deeper love, the love of God for us in Jesus Christ. In John chapter 17, Jesus prayed a prayer that a faithful mother would love. Such moms are often reflecting in their advice or prayers the very love that they've received from Jesus. We see that deeper love in Jesus' prayer today. Just look. In the first part of the prayer, he prayed for himself, but it was a prayer for faithfulness to the mission of being the ultimate servant to save the world from sin and death. In the second section of the prayer, Jesus prayed for his disciples. They would have challenging times ahead. Jesus wanted them to be protected and equipped in their mission. And in the third part of Jesus' prayer, he looked into the future and he prayed for all believers. This is one of the most beautiful prayers in the Scripture, and you can see why. His focus, even in his prayer, is on the ultimate needs of others, especially for you and me today. Listen with me as Jesus prays. "I do not ask for these only," he says, "but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one even as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and love them even as you loved me." Three times Jesus asked God the Father that all who believe in him would be one. His first priority in prayer was that his followers would get along with each other. You may have heard the saying, "A house divided against itself cannot stand." Do you know who said that? Well, you may be thinking Abraham Lincoln. Yes, Abraham Lincoln said it, but do you realize that he was quoting Jesus? Jesus said to the teachers of the law in Mark 3:25, "If a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand." He was emphasizing that members of the same team can't fight against each other. It will destroy them all. Jesus wants us to get along with each other. A sports team can't succeed if the members of the team are fighting. A recipe won't work if the ingredients refuse to get together. Whoever heard of a mom's chocolate chip cookies without the chocolate chips? And God's people cannot accomplish God's mission if they don't get along with each other. Jesus explained why the unity of believers is so important. He said, "So that the world may believe that you have sent me, so that the world may know that you sent me and love them even as you loved me." When believers get along with each other, the world will know God's love. The world will know that Jesus is really the Savior. Something transcendent happens through our unity with each other as believers in Christ. Something supernatural occurs when we live out God's love. You know, I like to say things differently from time to time, just to make folks think about what makes Jesus and His church so special. One question I always ask is, why do you need to go to church? Usually I get great answers like, well, I go to church because I need to. I need to receive God's forgiveness and grace. Well, those are great answers, but how about these answers too? We go to church so that there's a church for others to go to. Or even better, we go to church to learn to love people we may not really like. Now that's a miracle. Learning to love and forgive others the very way that Jesus does. Not because of who you are or who they are, but because of who Jesus is for you both. Wow, that's going to take God's eternal resources and a lot of practice. But what a beautiful thing it is to see God's people striving for that kind of unity in a broken world. And that kind of love is so inviting. When you see it, you just want to get to know the people who are practicing it, to find out what's going on and how you can experience it too. We live in a world where everyone is out for themselves. But if you see people genuinely concerned about others, showing unconditional love, serving others freely, putting others first, joyful as they give care, rejoicing in others' gifts, walking through life side by side, you just want to be a part of something like that, don't you? That kind of love isn't something that comes naturally, like I said before. You know, even we believers are forgiven sinners who need to receive God's grace even as we share it. Remember what the Bible says about the motivating, sustaining power of Christ's love. It says, we love because God first loved us. Well, people will see God's love and crave God's love when God's people live in unity. Now, I'm not talking about blending every Christian denomination in the world. Jesus wasn't talking about denominations here. If we institutionalize Jesus' words, we miss the impact for our own lives. Jesus was talking about you and me. If you follow Jesus and I follow Jesus, are we also getting along with each other? Because of my sinful nature, your sinful nature, it's not easy to put aside our own needs, our own feelings, so that we can be gracious, self-sacrificing, and accepting of someone else or someone else's needs and preferences. It's not easy to speak kind words instead of gossip. It's not easy to be caring and supportive instead of competitive and envious. But over and over again, the Bible calls believers to unity. We hear in 1 Peter 3, verses 8 and 9, "Finally, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless. For to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing." This is the unity that Jesus wants to be the hallmark of the church, His people. He deeply desires this oneness so that the world may know of the gift of salvation in Him for them. So how are you doing in getting along with each other? If you're like me, you may have some fences to mend, some apologies to make, some behavior to change. But forgiven and renewed by the blood of Jesus, equipped and strengthened by the Spirit of God, you can move forward as a person who fosters His unity. You can be someone who creates a climate of getting along with each other for the praise and glory of God, so that the world around you may be blessed with His love and salvation. One of Jesus' greatest desires is that you and I humbly and patiently get along with each other, not compromising truth, not watering down the gospel, not pretending to get along, but walking together in the love of Christ our Savior, that love graciously received and graciously given away. Like the Bible says in Ephesians 4, we are to speak the truth in love, to grow up as God's people in the difficult work of being those who love like Him in a world that only loves itself. You know, this is important stuff. Jesus is praying this prayer right before He goes to the cross for you and me. And He says, you know, while you're waiting for me, love each other as I have loved you, and keep the bond of my peace, my word, as you strive to get along with each other, as forgiven sinners reflecting my grace to each other, as fellow servants, not masters. You know, but Jesus also prayed for something that a faithful mother would love when He said, be careful. You know, when I say that, I'm not talking about a mother's safety tips to look both ways before you cross the street or to buckle up when you drive. Jesus was praying for more than just the body. His was an even deeper, eternal concern. This is what He prayed for in John 17. Father, I desire that they also whom You have given Me may be with Me where I am, to see My glory, the glory You have given Me, because You loved Me before the foundation of the world. Jesus wants your soul to be safe with Him. He wants you to receive the gift of eternal life. Physical safety is a good thing. It's important. And on Mother's Day, we remember all the moms who fixed skinned knees, kissed bumps on the head, and soothed hurt feelings. But maybe your mom told you the greater truth about safety. Maybe she reminded you about what Jesus said in Matthew 10. He said, do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear Him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Those are strong words. But they're words of a Savior who desperately wants you to be eternally careful. You know, the greatest thing we celebrate on Mother's Day or Father's Day are those parents who brought you and me to church so that we could know of this Jesus and this love that makes all other loves possible in this world. There are pitfalls and distractions in this world. This world is full of heartbreak. There are even people today whose whole goal in life is to make sure that you don't know of the unique eternal joy and protection of Jesus. They ridicule it. They caricature it. But they're not there to help when you are sidetracked and lost from the eternal blessings that only Christ can give. Well, here's a clear biblical truth. Jesus wants you to be with Him forever. Jesus prayed that you would see His glory, His life given for you on the cross, and His resurrection from the grave. Jesus prayed that as you see His loving work for you, you would believe in Him and receive the gift of eternal life. Be careful about the other siren calls in this world claiming to offer you what only Christ can give. And Jesus wants you to know this, even if you didn't have a faithful mother or father to tell you this. You know, I know that days like today aren't always easy to celebrate. Some of you listening today are grieving a mom who has passed away. Others are heartbroken because you never experienced a loving relationship with your mother. Or you're struggling with a son or a daughter who has pushed you out of their life. Maybe for various reasons, you even want to be a mom, but you can't. Let Jesus' care for you be even more sure today. Hear what He says to you right now. He says, I am with you always to the end of the age, Matthew 28. He says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in Me, John 14. He says, come to Me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest, Matthew 11. Though life, yes, even Mother's Day, may be very difficult for you, Jesus, your caring Savior, comes to you today and says, be careful. Be careful that the trials of this world and the distractions of this life do not lead you away from the gift that mends your heart and guards your soul forever, the gift of eternal life in Jesus. Isn't it amazing? Jesus prayed for you and me. It's incredible. But just listen to the close of His prayer and be blessed. His final petition could be summarized this way. Never forget this one thing. I love you. His prayer continues. O righteous Father, even though the world does not know You, I know You. And these know that You have sent Me. I made known to them Your name, and I will continue to make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them." A number of years ago, a young mother by the name of Ruth realized that she was losing her battle with cancer. In the weeks before her death, Ruth wrote letters to her two young daughters. Some of the letters were for special birthdays. There was a letter for each one of the girls' wedding day. Some were just for an ordinary day. Ruth also recorded special videos for her children to watch as they got older. Her goal wasn't to dispense great wisdom or to control her kids' actions. She wasn't trying to tell them all the things that they should do as they grew up. Ruth had one goal. She wanted her kids to know that she loved them. Her daughters were only 4 and 6 years old when she died. Ruth wanted them to know that they had a mom who cherished them. They were loved. Well, Jesus wants you to know that today. Sometimes people think that the Bible is a book of do's and don'ts, words of wisdom telling you how to live. Of course, there's some of that, but that's not the main point. The purpose of the Bible, the main reason God gave you His Word, the central point of this sermon is to let you know that God cherishes you, that Jesus loves you. You'll have good days. You'll have bad days. You'll experience ups and downs in life. Sometimes everything will seem like it's going great. You're on top of the world. And at other times, you will feel hurt and pain like you have never imagined. Through it all, you have a constant. You have a foundation. Your Savior, Jesus Christ, loves you and will never leave you or forsake you. Similar to Ruth's special messages to her children, Jesus will keep speaking. He'll keep coming. He'll keep calling you. That's what He prays. He said, "I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them." Jesus loves you. No matter how far you have drifted, no matter what sins you've committed, Jesus always calls you home. He literally made that way home for you again by paying the penalty of your brokenness, your sinfulness, so that you might have His love, His unity, His care. Just after this prayer, Jesus demonstrated the fullness, the eternalness of His love for you and for all by facing down sin's eternal consequences on the cross. There He carried your sins and failures. There He suffered the Father's just punishment for your sins so that you would never have to. Such was His sacrificial love. And incredibly still, on the third day, this Jesus rose from the dead for you, with victory over all that would separate you and me from our eternal life with God. He offers to you an eternal life of grace, of mercy, of forgiveness, God's love. Now, maybe you had a faithful mom who wanted that for you. That sure would be great. But even if you didn't, Jesus prayed that for you, too. Amen.
For a free copy of the booklet, Why Should I Go to Church?, call the Lutheran Hour toll-free, 1-855-JOHN-3-16.
Leaving them in happy tears.
Pastor Gregory Seltz's Easter message is available on video, recorded on location at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem. You'll find the video at our website, LutheranHour.org. The Men's Network provides free resources for men's ministry. Go to LHMmen.com. Each week, the Lutheran Hour shares the good news of God's forgiving love for us in Jesus Christ. If these messages have helped you and you would like to share that blessing with others, consider making a gift to support this ministry as you are able. One way to do that is by becoming a monthly supporter. You can set up automatic gifts that work within your budget and allow you to partner with us in God's mission. To learn more, go to LutheranHour.org and click on Automatic Giving. With your continued faithful support, we are bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Now Pastor Seltz leads us in praying the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen.
And now Pastor Gregory Seltz responds to questions. I'm Mark Eicher. Today a listener asks, what's the best gift for a mom on Mother's Day?
Hey, wait a minute. Did my wife or did my mom submit this question?
Well, you know we have an anonymous question policy here.
Well, really, that is a good question and a very appropriate one for the day today. My gut reaction is to say a trip to Hawaii or an Alaskan cruise, you know, no cooking or cleaning involved.
Well, I'm sure you'll gain the favor of more than one listener with that.
Yeah, but believe it or not, there's an even better answer than that. And I think this is where men get off track sometimes. You know, moms and our wives don't really look for that once-a-year blockbuster gift.
I guess you're talking here about giving smaller, more frequent expressions of love.
Exactly. You know, if showing love and Thanksgiving is reserved for just one special occasion, we're really missing out on the joy of sharing Jesus' love every day. You know, many times moms are happy to receive a sincere thank you with a hug and a kiss or a homemade card with a heartfelt note or flowers for no reason or some extra help around the house. Big gifts are nice, but showing love on a regular basis is the most important gift to give.
Because when you get right down to it, that kind of love also reflects the day-in, day-out love a mother shows every day.
And Mark, there's a biblical foundation to that love. We hear God say to his people in Isaiah 66, "As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you." You know, God's love is the foundation of a mother's love. Jesus even compared his love to a mother hen. Remember, he lamented the way the people of Israel rejected him, but listen to what he said. "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it, how often I would have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings."
So Jesus is displaying here the heart of a motherly love. Mm-hmm. Think also of the great verse from 1 John that talks about God's love. "We love because he, God, first loved us."
Wow, and that's an important connection. You know, there are people listening today who didn't get a chance to experience the joy of a mother's love. They need to know that God actually still provides the depth of that love they need. You know, we live in a world of broken families and broken relationships. Some listeners never knew their mother, or they've experienced the untimely death of their mom. It's important for people to remember today that no matter what has happened in their lives, they have received the unconditional, even motherly love that they really, really need. It comes from our Savior, from our God.
Which makes me think of the next verse from 1 John chapter 4. "This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins."
What a powerful verse, you know. But again, it demonstrates the source of love that we really need is God. He pours his love into our lives through his son, Jesus Christ, and he keeps bringing unconditional love into our lives through his word and through his work in baptism and in Holy Communion.
God also shows his love through people, doesn't he?
Well, I'm sure glad you brought that back up. I know some people who dread Mother's Day because of hurt and pain in their lives. But as a Christian family, as a church, God provides us even with spiritual mothers if we don't have that love from our physical moms. In addition to the faithful moms, God raises up faithful ladies who can serve as mentors and friends, shoulders to cry on, and advisors to lend their aid. Being a godly woman in the family of God is a wonderful way to serve others.
And it gives every woman an important role on Mother's Day.
It sure does. And this is the beautiful thing about God's grace. Each one of us really does have a new beginning in Christ, and each of us is an important part of the body of Christ. Younger, older, each woman can be an encourager, a teacher, a helper, a listener, a friend. You know, instead of letting the world's influences shape the lives of women, godly women can stand up and reach out to each other and to others. It's an important, vital calling.
Very good. And as we close today, we certainly thank the Lord for mothers on this special day.
I'm absolutely
especially reminded of my wife, Debbie, and my mother, Lois.
And I'd also like to say I love you, Yvette, and send my love to my mom, Sandy.
And we rejoice that God's love renews us, gives us hope, and sends us forth to serve. Thank you, Pastor Seltz. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.